I want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is Thursday, January the 15th, 2015, regular session of Commissioners Court. This morning, Commissioner Gentry will give our invocation, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Father, we thank you for this day and for the abundant blessings that you continue to give us. We ask that you keep your hand on each of us as we make decisions for the county. Keep your hand upon our citizens through this next year. And we just thank you, Father, that we live in a country where we are today free to worship and honor you. And we just ask that you be with those that are defending our freedom. We just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
I do want to note that Commissioner Gross is not here. He has a mandatory school that he was required to attend for newly elected county judges and commissioners, so that's why he's not here. Item 3 on the agenda is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. 3B are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. 3C is payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
I abstain.
Payroll is approved. Looking for CPS court. Three D are budget amendments, and we don't have any today. E are accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
And there's also out of Fund 71, there are some fees that need to be
included.
She wants to include that.
Yes, include the fees the state for that.
Second.
That's okay. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve accounts payable, and that includes a request by the auditor to approve payments out of Fund 71. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Is to accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, appointment of Upshur County Auditor, appointment of Upshur County Assistant Auditor, copy of lease payment on Upshur County school land, certificate of liability insurance for Longview Asphalt, certificate of liability insurance for Roadside Incorporated, tax and general certificate, and equipment lease by municipality pertaining to road and bridge equipment. That was leased.
Motion to record all those documents.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer. Those in favor?
Aye.
And that includes that the payment on the school land is $364,000. It's the
fully payment.
It's the full pay. It's the full payment for the 5-year lease. He paid up front because you just asked the court to do that before. G, your applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, second by Commissioner Spencer to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Four is discuss and take action to request proposals for countywide phone system and/or request proposals for maintenance on existing Mitel system. Any county employee sitting in this room understands that we've been having phone problems, and we've attempted to get it fixed over and over and over. So there's two ways to handle it. We can ask for another maintenance agreement from somebody, and/or we can also put an RFP out for proposals.
When's our current maintenance agreement?
August 31st.
It wouldn't hurt us to go out for RFPs and just go ahead and have that much done, because if what part they have ordered, if that isn't the fix, then we're going to be right back to where we were. So my personal opinion would be ask for RFPs and get that process started.
Do you also want to ask for, get an RFP for a maintenance agreement too?
Just do both.
Yes.
Yeah. Just do both?
Yes.
Just have it all inclusive.
Now our middle meeting in February falls on the 13th. That's because the holidays, the 16th is Monday, so it falls back to the 13th. I'll need them here on the
12th.
February 12th. And we'll open those on February 13th. Is that okay with everybody?
Sure.
Is that okay?
And we're doing an RFP for a new maintenance contract and an RFP for a new phone system.
Yes.
Deal. Okay.
I think I'll just save my discussion for that time.
Okay. Is that your motion?
Yes, that is.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, is to request proposals for a new phone system or for a new maintenance agreement. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 5 is open bids for road and bridge materials. Discuss and take any action. Here's the RFP. Just put it in the record, I think.
That's for the phone system. That's the complete.
Yeah. Do y'all, do you want to open a couple? Do y'all want to open some?
No, I did not bring that. I had one, but I don't.
That one's Jackson Oil for diesel fuel and gasoline. And y'all may find inside there's going to be conflict of interest forms.
I saw that. What is that?
So,
have we had those before for that?
Have we had those before? Those conflict of interest?
We don't know each other. To be perfectly honest with you, it was new to me.
It was new to me, too.
But I had never saw them before. Brian and Brian.
Open that before. There you go.
This one's petroleum traders for diesel fuel and gasoline.
Seat and construction for gravel. You need to keep that somewhere different.
Okay, let's see. Is this one from Ergon Asphalt and Emulsions? this one. I just never did get this one. Let me see if I can get on this one.
Okay. Suncoast diesel gasoline.
I'll just let you read them, Judge.
My son in law works there.
You know?
Yes.
This is gasoline and diesel fuel from Suncoast Resources.
Refined road oil.
From Western Emulsions. Refined road oil.
Do you need to keep those with the invoice or just?
No. M&M Construction for Native Gravel. Plant Mix Asphalt from Longview Asphalt. Plant Mix Asphalt from Wood County Asphalt. Road Oil from Ergon. Plant Mix Asphalt from APAC, Texas. Crushed Gravel, Stegall's Dirt Work. Hug Milling from Material Resources, Port Allen, Louisiana.
You have the conflict of interest? Or somebody else?
Just remember.
Oh,
and I'll
yes.
Explain to you what we have to do.
Okay.
What is
Culverts from Holmes Concrete. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. So, do y'all want to do what we traditionally do, and that's let Andy take these, put them on a spreadsheet, and then we'll talk about them on January 30th?
Please.
All right.
Absolutely.
Put them right there. Don't put them in there.
Five is going to be, item five will be tabled until the next meeting. Item six, the court will go into executive session as authorized by Vernon's Texas Codes annotated 551.074A1 to interview maintenance department applicants. I'm going to tell y'all that Commissioner Gross requested that we hold off on this until he could be here on the 30th.
And Judge, we also might want to interview some of these people between now and then and give them notice for the next meeting.
Yeah, if y'all want to do that on your own.
Okay.
Is that?
You don't want to call them to executive session for next meeting?
I do. Yes, we do.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm going to rely on y'all to tell me who you want to
yeah.
call.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
And we don't have to call everyone.
No.
After we review these apps.
No.
Okay.
But I also want to ask y'all if y'all want to leave the application process open until
Don gets back.
Leave it open until
that sounds
until,
good.
Like, see if any more come in
the 29th. See if we get any
yes.
more.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Judge, how many you got? I don't see any of that.
What about the library?
Four.
That's next time. Library's next.
Library's next.
Oh, okay, okay.
So we're not going to go into executive session, but under item seven, court will reconvene into open session and take any action necessary regarding maintenance department personnel. Is there a motion to leave the application process open until the 29th?
I so move.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, is to leave the maintenance personnel application process open until the 29th. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Move to adjourn. Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.